Okay, let's get started with our yoga practice, everybody. First is pranayama, deep breathing. So good for the lungs and respiratory system, but here's the thing. When you say lungs and respiratory system, you're affecting other systems. When you improve the respiratory system, you change the nervous system, digestive system, endocrine system. Everything's connected. So let's start with the feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, touch your knuckles right underneath the chin. Chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Now stand nice and tall, hips and thighs contracted. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as possible. Now exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the fingers. Look for the wall behind you. Exhale more. And more. Inhale, breathing, head down slowly. Suck in your stomach. I want complete depression of the abdominal wall. Suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, stand tall. Center of the chest and center of the upper back lifted, heels pressing down into the floor. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Stomach in, four. Keep breathing in, five, to your maximum, six, hold it. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two. Three, look way back, four. Hips just a little bit forward, keeping the stomach in, hold it. Inhale again. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale, please. Super steady flow of inhale. Exhale, breathing, head up. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Squeeze all of it out, elbows together. Hi, Kathy. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two, three. Look way back, four, five. Little more stomach in, six. Hold it in. Inhale again, head down. Now I want the hips and thighs contracted. Press the middle inner thighs together, body weight on the heels. Exhale, breathing. Stand tall, chest up. Let the shoulders relax completely. Get a nice tight grip. Cross your thumbs and elbows touch each other. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Bring the chin down. Now look in the mirror for the rib cage to expand more and more. Let's hip on both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. Breastbone up, middle of the upper back, stretching up to the ceiling, no back bending. Inhale, one, two, three. Looks good. Four. Look at the ribs. Five, expanding to the sides. Six. Awesome. Exhale, one, two, look back, three, four. Way back. Five. Elbows touch. Six. Inhale. Elbows separate and lift chin down. Middle inner thighs press together, weight on your heels. Good, Jess. Exhale, breathing. As you bring the arms forward, keep your elbows high away from the chest. Shoulders can relax completely. Squeeze it all out. Inhale, head down, elbows separate and lift. Good sound, Veronica. Breathe in more, everybody. More rib cage expanding, more. Exhale, breathing. Lift up, center of the chest and center of the upper back. Hips forward, stomach in, exhale completely. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four. Suck in your stomach, five, hold it in, six. Exhale, one, two, three, halfway, four. Hands together, five, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Maintain maximum body weight on the heels, complete depression of the abdominal wall. Exhale, breathing, very nice, Miguel. Stomach in, everyone, suck it in, tightening up. Hold it in, squeeze out every last bit of air. Inhale, mouth closed. Same amount of air comes into the body on each of the six counts. So keep it steady all the way until six. Exhale, head up. On the exhale, the same thing. The same amount of air leaving the body on each of the six counts. Elbows together. Two more in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach, hips contract. Breathe in more, breathe in more. Keep going, breathe in more. Exhale, breathing. Elbows stay high as you bring them forward. Shoulders down, completely relaxing the shoulders. Elbows touch. One more, please. Inhale, breathing by the throat. The nose is only a passageway. Exhale by the throat. All the way till six. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Squeeze it all out. Elbows together. Awesome. You can change. Veronica, that was good already. Ron, your phone kind of fell upward, so I'm looking at the sky. No. All right. Yeah, I'm sure
Okay.
that's great. I'm sure there's ways to prop it. That's good for now. That was one set, huh? So many things happen just in 10 breaths, you know. So much. Let's do second set. Hands underneath the chin. Make sure knuckles and chin stay together with a little bit of pressure. All right, not just contact, but a little pressure. Chest up, stomach in. Begin. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. Breathe into your maximum. 6. Exhale. 1. Push the chin. 2, 3. Look way back. 4. Hips press forward. 5. Only the neck bending. 6. Inhale. Head down. Only the arms and head move. Now, what this means for you, that means nothing below the neck moves, the spine perfectly straight. Exhale, good chest up, Kathy. Keep the chest and rib cage in exactly the same position. Only the arms and head move, elbows come together. Inhale, head down. Another thing that means, when I say only the arms, head, and neck move, that means the legs and hips are super strong and locked. Exhale, breathing. Nothing changes, right? The hips press forward, stomach in, but there's no back bending at the waistband, only the neck bends. Inhale, head down. So keep the rib cage lifted, ribs expanding to both sides of the chest. Hold it. Now when you exhale, make sure the rib cage doesn't drop. I want center of the chest lifting straight up towards the ceiling. Inhale, 1, head down, 2, 3, halfway, 4. Looks good, Ron, 5, 6, exhale, 1, chest up, 2, chest up, 3, 4, chest up, 5, keep it lifted, 6, inhale, head down. I know that it takes more effort initially. Very nice abdomen in, Miguel, very good stomach in, hold it. Exhale, breathing. Yes, it takes more work, but thank goodness for it, because if you do that work, you gain energy, you gain aliveness. Inhale, few more in the first set. In so many ways, we just forgot how to use what we already have. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open, push the chin back. And yoga is just waking up process. We have everything. We just have to use it. Last one, please. Inhale by the throat. Now look for the rib cage to expand both sides of the chest. Exhale, take your time. Chest up, chest up, chest up. Stomach in, hips forward. Exhale as much as you can. Elbows touch each other. All right. Change arms down to the side. This message is a core of this yoga practice. We have everything we need, okay? But having doesn't mean anything unless you know how to use it. So we've got it all. We've got all the body parts. We don't need any surgeries or implants generally. You have a bicep, you have a shoulder. We just have to connect to it and re-establish communication, okay? And sometimes this takes so much persistence. Try, try, try. Even if it doesn't happen the first 5,000 times, still you don't give up. Okay, half moon pose, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more, try to touch the ceiling. I want the palms together. Wrists pressing almost together, right, left, right, left, right, left. Just a little bit of stretching, there you go. See if you can push the hands away from the top of the head, Kathy, to get the elbows closer to straight. Especially if the arms, shoulders, or neck are tired or feeling weak or stiff, I want you to use them more, not less. Okay, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on the heels, push your hips forward, upper body leaning back, opening up chest and rib cage. Squeeze hands, palms together, eliminate any gap between our biceps and ears. Now take one more inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly reach up and over to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left to create a tremendous stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the hips forward, tucked underneath you, arms back and chin up. Come down a little more. So you feel a stretch, all right? You hear about it, you see it happening in the mirror, you're making it happen, and you also get feedback from the body. Oh yes, I am bending and I feel the stretch, all right? This is so much of your mental power, brain power being used about the present moment, thank goodness. Come down a little more, keeping the left hip forward so both hips stay in one line. Bring the right shoulder, chest, armpit forward, opening up the chest like a flower petal blooming. Now do the same thing here, Kathy. When you inhale, squeeze hands and reach so the elbows lock, especially right elbow. Come down, push. Everybody push and push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Okay. Hips forward, weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, then reach up and over to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right until you feel a tremendous stretch all over the right side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep your chin up, arms back. Hips forward, weight on the heels. Come down a little more, keeping the right hip forward so both hips stay in one line, parallel to the mirror. Left shoulder, left rib cage and chest, opening up, coming forward like a flower petal blooming. Come down, suck in your stomach, and push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, please stop in the middle. All right, next is backward bending. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Inhale, squeeze your grip, push your hands up towards the ceiling. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. Look for something very clearly behind you. Breathe smoothly. Push the chin back away from the collarbone so you stretch the front of the skin on the neck. Then inhale, push your hands all the way back past your face. Try to touch the wall behind you. Good, Miguel. Squeeze your hands and reach back. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, squeeze your grip just so strong. I want elbows to straighten, go back, squeeze hands, reach back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach, hands on the floor in front of you. Bend your knees if you need to, put your hands on the floor. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending, spine is just waking up. Move your hips back and forth a few times, bend the right knee, then left, right, left. Keeping the feet flat on the floor, please. Exhale, breathing, sweep your hands all the way around behind your feet. Scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Then pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. You have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Roll forward so you have the body weight distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Pull continuously, but also I want you to push. Push the knees back with the chest touching the knees. Push the elbows towards the back wall when you do it. Push the fingernails and the balls of the feet down and push your hips up towards the ceiling. That's it, run, roll forward, pull on the heels. Right elbow behind you, run a little bit more. Same as the cuffs, right elbow back, left hip forward, pull on the heels, push your knees back. That's better, try to lock the legs. Change, please, bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. And slowly come up, arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, looks good. Arms down to the sides, very nice. All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, point your fingers up. All right, so anytime you hear hips forward, that means take your butt cheeks, tuck them a little bit, push them forward from the back. Okay, it's not this, I don't want the front of the hips coming forward, I just want this to happen. Okay, so then you straighten everything up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, begin right side bending. Push your hips to the left, begin. So this means you gotta squeeze upper back of the hips, outer thighs. You squeeze them to keep the hips right underneath the upper body. You don't want the hips forward of the upper body or behind the upper body, just right underneath. So tremendous muscle control and contraction. So good for the lower spine, so good for the internal organs. So good for the pelvis. Come down for five, squeeze hands and reach. Four, arms are better, Kathy, here. Three, try to lock the right elbow. Two, suck in your stomach, come down. One, inhale, breathing, come up. All right, hips forward, so begin. Inhale, reach up. Watch the right side of the rib cage. Go ahead, left side bending. Suck in your stomach, Veronica. Hips contract, weight on the heels, you can do it. So when you go over to the left side, watch the right side of the chest and rib cage. You see it lift and expand when you inhale. Something's got to move there. Come down, push your hips to the right. You'll figure it out. Just insist. When you inhale, stomach in. Keep hips and thighs contracted. Come down for five. Four. Take a deep breath. Three. Squeeze hands and reach. Two. One. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop a minute. All right, backward bending is next. Everyone, nice deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Drop your head all the way back. Bring your arms all the way back. Push the chin further back so you feel the skin stretching between collarbones and chin. Inhale, push the hands up and back now. I want your hands to get closer to whatever you're looking at behind you. So head all the way back, look for the floor. Good run, squeeze the hands, push the hands further towards the wall behind you to lock the elbows and move the shoulders. Now exhale, hips forward, stomach and thighs forward. Keep squeezing the hands. I want you to use your extra strength to try to touch what you're looking at behind you. Go back to the chest. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Suck in your stomach. Hands on the floor. There may be parts of your spine you haven't figured out how to move yet, even if you've been doing this 10, 15 years. Okay. You can do a little warm up, right, left, right, left. That doesn't mean it's too late. It doesn't mean they're never going to move. In fact, they need your attention even more than the parts that easily move. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. If you can be truly open, it's a certain kind of open-mindedness. Even if you've tried something, still the communication might need your help. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. And regardless of when it happens, whether it happens, or how well it happens, you can still put your 100% conscious willpower determination into the pure effort. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the legs. Top of the head closer to the tops of the feet as you get further. So upper body slides down the legs as you push the knees back. Very good, we now hold it. I want shoulders up, away from the feet. There you go. Elbows closer to each other. Absolutely. Yes, good shoulders. Changing. Nice and up. Arms come together. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. And arms out to the side. All right, awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms slide straight up in front of you. Elbows locked, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. 100% body weight on the heels. Try to get your hips all the way in the chair, shoulders down, chest up. Make sure you still have the 6 inches between your feet, knees, and hands. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Very good. Second part, take a deep breath, go all the way up on the tiptoes. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of that up towards the ceiling. This is a good one for practice. I want stomach and ribcage expanding when you breathe. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately thighs parallel to the floor. Watch the ribcage, stomach and chest up. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. That's it, keep the stomach in. Chest up, shoulders down, upper body 1 inch back. Inhale, breathe in, come up. Wonderful, feet flat position. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Press the knees together. Inner thighs as one. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Same thing here, slowly sit down. Maintain complete depression of the abdominal wall so that when you inhale, this has got to move. Rib cage has to lift and expand. If you don't let the stomach out, the air's got to go somewhere. All right? And when you try this over and over, keep the knees together, push them down and forward. When you try over and over to take deep breaths with depression of the abdominal wall, you get a bigger rib cage in your own body. Keeping the knees together, inhale, slowly come up. Good, right foot steps to the left, arms down to the sides. That's very good, Ronica.
It's good when you practice.
Mm-hmm. I know. Second set, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, stomach in, begin, sit down. Feet flat position, get your hips nice round, very good. Excellent. Keep the feet parallel to each other, everybody. It's okay to bring the upper body forward, Kathy, when you start this posture. Get the hips all the way back and all the way down. And now you feel the limit with the legs, right? You're sitting all the way down, hips are all the way back. Now, when you bring the upper body back, keep your legs and hips in the same exact position. You want to make sure the knees stay back away from the mirror, the hips stay towards the back wall. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. You got it. Now take a deep breath. Stand up on the tiptoes right where you are. Go all the way up. Imagine I'm picking up from top of the head. When you inhale, watch the rib cage lift and expand, stomach in, and then sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts. 9, thighs parallel to the floor. 8, stomach in, chest up. 7, 6, push the big toes down. 5, shoulders down, chest up. Round 4, lock your elbows. 3, chest up, shoulders down. 2, come up higher on tiptoes. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Look at that, feet flat. I can hear you breathing, which is a good sign right now. Inhale, come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. I'm not asking you to loud breathe, but Veronica is working on something with her breathing, and it's really cool. Inhale, watch it happen. Sit down slowly. Watch yourself inhale. Did you know you can observe yourself inhaling in the mirror? You can see the structure of a stomach in, deep breath. Something's got to move, and it's such important, wonderful movement. Chest up, shoulders down, arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Watch it happen. Watch the inhales. When you inhale, stomach and ribcage lifts and expands. Take one more deep breath like that and come up. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Oh my goodness. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. This is going to have effect on your control of the pelvis also, Veronica, because it's all right there. I'm so excited. You're sweating, I know. The heat's not even on in here. This is 10 years. This is her 10-year yoga birthday. And we're doing something brand new with abdomen and ribs and hips and tree pose. I mean, it's like wonderful. I'm so excited. Eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down as low as you can with your feet flat. Upper body back, couple of inches. Lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Sit down more until the right foot goes behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible from the front. If the foot is coming out, sit down a little bit more. Pull your elbows down so you watch the shoulders come down as well. Hips back behind you more. Body weight to your heel. Keeping that, bring your upper body back. Good, Jess. Come up. Very nice eagle pose. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the mouth, but not touching it. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach and sit down as low as you can. Feet flat. Weight on the heels. Upper body back. Now go ahead. Left leg lift up over the right. The pressure between the thighs and the pressure at the arms, chest, armpit. All right. All of this very important for the lymphatic circulation in the body. So much located. We have a lot of important functions of the fat layer underneath the skin. It's really important that we get squeezing on that. And eagle posture is one of the best ways to get it. Sit down more body weight to the heel. Upper body back at the end. Very nice. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Get your best grip. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down as low as you go. All the way, all the way, all the way. Good. Now right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Trying to create pressure between the thighs. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet, all in one line below the nose. So you can bring the top knee to the right a little bit. Stomach in. Here too, stomach and breathe into the ribcage. Watch it happen. Straighten out the wrist. There you go. Hold it. Change. Come up. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath right arm. Grab your hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Go ahead, sit down. Weight on the heels. All the way down, all the way back. Stay down there, left leg begin. Lift up over the right leg. Very nice. Cross your legs. Twist like ropes. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. That's good. Run chest up, elbows down. Suck in your stomach, upper body comes back. Hold it. Change again. Come up, place feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Okay, little party time. Kathy, can you remind me which Kathy you are? What's your last name?
McHenry.
I thought that was you. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. I'll get you muted in a second. Okay, any questions so far? All right. I bet that sun's heating you up, Ron. It's summertime.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh, gorgeous. It's going to be hot and sunny. Yeah.
You
mean
Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan. We got the party. All right. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up your right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Go ahead, grab the foot. Lock your standing leg. Push the knee back till the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot. When you inhale, very slowly, gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Push the left butt cheek forward to get the whole left leg locked. Right heel forward towards the mirror, sucking in the stomach at the same time. Once you can get both legs locked, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Change. Straighten the arms. Put the foot down. Good. Other side, take a deep breath, left leg lift up. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. Get a nice tight interlaced grip, thumbs included. Do not lose it. Once you have the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. Slowly and gently until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Not too high and not too low. Take a deep breath, heel forward, toes back, stomach in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced comfortably, suck in your stomach, bring the elbows down. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, then they go below the calf muscle. Come out of it, elbows straight, come up into the second part, and then feet together. Okay. Second set. Standing head to knee pose. Nice deep breath in. Go ahead, pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. As soon as you get the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Once you can get both legs locked, elbows down, stomach and rounding the spine. Once you can get elbows below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, round your spine, sit in your stomach, touch your forehead and knee. Breathe. Two, breathe very smoothly. Take your time, bring your head up. Change to a nice concentration, all of you. Very good. Last one, take a nice deep breath in. Pick up the left foot in front of you, please. All 10 fingers included. 2 inches below the toe. Standing leg solid, pumping down, close to the other knee. Inhale, left leg lift up, please. Slowly and gently. For the entire left leg to balance. So very nice. Just turn the 5 toes themselves back. Exactly. Press the heel forward. Very good. Eyes focus all the way. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down. More stomach in. That's an eagle. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Put your chin to the chest. Make sure left leg locked. One of them. Two. Keep the left thigh contracted. Good job. Undo it. Good work, you guys. Yeah, you're going for it. Standing bow pulling poses next. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing. Reach out. Grab your right ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Start with the knees together, please. Take a nice deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick. Push the right leg back, and then you kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over the head, right in the center. Keep your standing leg locked, charge forward, and bring your upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Make sure you're stretching forward and kicking up are equal. Simultaneous, 50-50. Take a deep breath, turn and twist your upper body to the right, right shoulder back, left shoulder forward to get 2 shoulders in one line. Come down and kick, charge forward and kick. Take a deep breath, left shoulder back, Kathy, kick up. Left shoulder back, kick, left shoulder back, kick. That's correct. Change. That's exactly what should happen, Kathy. When you do that shoulder movement for the first time, or even for the first 50 times, okay? It changes the whole weight distribution of the posture, okay? So follow out and then try again. Let's do it the other side. Left hand up, turn it out, hold the ankle. From the inside, all 5 fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you. Inhale, stretch the right side up, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. Turn and twist to your left. Left leg kicks equal with the stretch forward. Keep your standing leg locked. Body weight underneath the ball of the foot. So you feel the ankle strong. Take a deep breath. Right shoulder forward, left shoulder back. Turn and twist. Upper body, left chest back. Left ribs back. Right ribs and chest forward. And come down and kick. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the mirror. Kick out a little bit more. Change. Very good. Feet together, arms down. That's good, Kathy. Good, good with the twist. All right. Just keep on refining, you know? Second set, right hand up in front of you, turn it out, hold the ankle from the inside, left arm up. Now, this tricep, armpit, rib cage. I want you to really stretch up here. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Look straight ahead, 18, that's it. 17, 16, standing leg locked, 15, I want even right ankle, 14, contracted, 13, 12, very nice, Miguel, 11, turn and twist, 10, upper body to the right, good twisting, Jess, 9, 8, keep your chin up, 7, right shoulder back, 6, you can grab at the ankle, Kathy, 5, 4, left shoulder forward, 3, right rib cage back, 2, you can try again. One. That's good kicking, Kathy. Now look at your left hand fingertips and still twist right chest back. Good. It's so good. Just keep practicing. It's like getting a new posture almost. The whole thing changes, right? Okay, last one, left hand up. I mean, you still have the foundation. It's not like it's completely new. Grab the left ankle, right arm up. But the whole dynamic of the body is different. Okay, take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, please. 20 counts, charge forward, 19. 18, right ankle strong, 17. 16, whole right leg left, 15. Lock the right side, 14, keep it. 13, take a deep breath. 12, body weight towards the toes a little bit for 10. 9, take a deep breath. 8, twist your upper body, 7, to your left. 6, left chest back, 5. 4, I want your left hand up towards the ceiling. 3, keep kicking. 2, kick harder. 1. Change again. All right. Balancing stick pose. You can step to the back of the mat, feet together. Toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Interlace fingers, point your fingers up, chin up. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Take a deep breath and come down, please. Upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling, come down. Let's set left thigh up. Body weight to the toes. Come down and stretch. From your hands to the feet, stretch. Let's adjust. Squeeze hands, low touch the hands. Stretch forward, stretch forward, stretch forward, chin forward, go. Change. Good one. Chin up, arms and head together. Big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, toes pointed, and come down, upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze your hands, palms together, all the way up to the wrist length. Come down. Now suck in your stomach, take a deep breath. Same breathing here as awkward pose. Veronica, suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, rib cage expanding. Come down, stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and change. Come up. Arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace fingers, point your fingers up, chin up. Watch yourself. Inhale, stand on the right foot, lock both legs, and come down. Now you keep that expansion of the rib cage, come down. Just breathe in and out a little bit. Keep expansion of the rib cage, chest down, leg up. Now, suck in your stomach a little extra. More weight to the toes, more left hip down and forward, stretch and stretch. Inhale, come up. Good one, Ron. All right, balance is really nice there. Inhale, breathing, chin up, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, and come down. Inhale, stomach and stretch up, and then come down. Stomach, suck it in. Come down, leg up. Natural human traction. Imagine I'm grabbing your hands, pulling them forward, grabbing the back foot, pulling it back. Squeeze your grip around. Squeeze hands, reach. Squeeze hands, reach. Squeeze hands, reach. Try to lock elbows, reach. Inhale, come up. Awesome. Wow, good one. Arms down to the sides. Your grip was like right in the camera, Ron, so I was like, Come on, I'm gonna grab the hands. All right, standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step to the left side of your mat or turn if needed. Feet together nicely, please. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Take a big step to your right foot only, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Make sure the heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward towards the mirror. Look forward, chin forward. Keep your arms outstretched until you can't bring the body anymore down. Hands to the feet is next step. Keep the legs locked. Try to grab the heels and pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Roll forward, chin forward, look forward, body weight to the toes. First, the legs stretch. Keep the fronts of the thighs contracted, then hips stretch. So suck in your stomach. That's it, Veronica. Keep the stomach in and breathe. Try to touch your head to the floor right between the feet. If your head is not touching the floor, you can separate the feet more and more, even while you're in the posture, just a little bit wider. Step, touch your head to the floor. Now, to change, arms out, sideways, head up, slowly stand, please. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head and arms down. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. If you did not touch the head to the floor, please take a slightly bigger step. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up, and then forward. Keep your arms out to the sides until you cannot bring the body anymore down. Good, Jess. Very good reaching. Keep the weight to the toes. Legs locked. Once you have the heels, you may pull. If you don't have the heels yet, start with your hands in front of your feet, but as close to your feet as possible. So you can walk the hands halfway to the feet. I want the fingernails of the eight fingers, that first knuckle, to push into the floor. Even if you're pulling on the heels, push the first knuckle down. Push the base of the toes down and stretch the body down. Roll forward. When you're pulling, elbows bend, elbows touch the shins, shoulders away from the floor, hold them. Change slowly, arms out, head up. Take your time to stand again. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down. All right, triangle pose, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Big step out to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, both arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to your right, please. Bend your right knee and sit down all the way until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Hips press forward, arms back. Inhale, breathing, go. Tilt your upper body to the right arm down, left arm up. Bring your arm more on the inside of the leg, round. Right there, now push the knee back. Right butt cheek tucks under and pushes forward as you are pushing the right knee back. There. All right, now turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible. From the front, upper body up, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Lift your ribs up away from the right thigh, one more inch, and then sit down. Hips down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. That is so much better. Turn the right toes forward, inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up, turn the left foot all the way up. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Make sure right leg stays locked, right foot flat. Inhale, breathing, begin. You can tilt everything together, please. Arms, head, neck, and spine all move as one piece. Now, things happen in specific combinations. So pushing the left knee back, I want it to happen as the same action as tucking the left butt cheek under and pushing it forward. That's right. Left knee back, left hip forward. Do it again. Left knee back, left hip forward. There you go. Keep it. Chin to the right shoulder. Look up to the top hand. Do it again. Left knee back, left hip forward. Bring left shoulder forward. Sit down, touch the toes. Oh my goodness. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. I've been trying to get you to do that for years. And now it's happening. That's amazing.
The main thing was that I was pushing my elbow very.
Oh, not when too much.
Like this, that makes the whole change.
Then you can control the whole leg.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just like 1 or 2 inches change with arm position on the leg. But I have to say, it's also because you're understanding how to use the hips.
This is allows you
it
to
does.
Rotate.
It
exactly
does.
Exactly. Like, because, yeah, this is too yep. far away.
Yes. Plus your understanding of the hips in tree pose is the same. Okay. Anyone's birthday today? I'll sing to you. It's your birthday. Okay. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest, turn your right foot all the way out, please. And sit down on the right side. Bend your right knee. All right, now, palms forward, you can flip them. Touch your chin to the left shoulder and go. Push the chin with the shoulder. Do pressure against inner right thigh knee as you tuck the right butt cheek under. So when I say hips forward, it means you've got to do something with the back of the hips or butt cheek. So the bent leg, butt cheek contracts and pushes underneath and forward, kind of tucking it under. Push the right knee back, right shoulder forward. Right knee back, right shoulder forward towards the mirror, chin to the back wall. Now upper body up, lower body down. I want right shoulder closer to the mirror, Veronica. Right chest towards the mirror. Right butt cheek tucked under once more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay. Last one, right toes forward, inhale, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, chest up, turn the left foot all the way out. Good, bend your left knee, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Palms forward, good sitting down round. Chin to the right shoulder, and then go, please. Push your chin with the shoulder. Good, Kathy. Yeah, good chin shoulder. Keep it. Push the left knee back, left butt cheek tucks under. Left shoulder towards the mirror, left knee back. Chin to the back wall, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down a little more, touch the toes. Push the left heel firmly as if it's going through the floor. Turn and twist once more. Left knee back, left shoulder forward, left butt cheek tucks under. Inhale, come up. Okay. So good. Left toes in, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Look at what you're capable of. Here's the thing. When you do this practice, you realize, oh my gosh, I'm capable of concentrating and trying. And you build up the, some of the faith that comes with this practice is you have this evidence. I can concentrate. I can breathe. I can try things that are really freaking impossible at the start, right? Okay. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head, sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels to the right 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Inhale, go up once more. Try to touch the ceiling. That's it, just tuck your chin to the chest. Try to keep elbows locked, and you go down front side. Suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead to the right knee. Try a couple of times, rounding the spine, stomach in. Very good, Ron. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. Stretch the hands forward in front of the foot. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing into the floor. Eyes open, throat compressed, breathing always normal. Keeping the chin tuck locked, the front leg, and slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. Squeeze upper inner thighs towards each other. Very nice. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Inhale, go up. Try to touch the ceiling, lock elbows, and then begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Reach just with your fingertips away from the head to straighten the elbows and move the shoulders. Coil down. Stomach in, forehead to the left knee. Try a couple of times, and if you cannot get them together, bend your knee up a little bit. It's a great posture, Ron. Push the back heel into the floor to shift more body weight to the front foot. So let you get the right hip sticking up, left hip. Generally, left hip needs to come up. There you go, Veronica. And suck in your stomach, hold it. Fine with the hips, do no more with the hips. They're perfectly level, hold it. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg and slowly come up. Once you're standing, turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left arm still. All right. Second set, inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs cross. Big step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Keep the chin up, inhale, try to touch the ceiling, turn on your heels. Left hip forward, inhale, go up once more, and then you go in, tuck your chin. Head goes in towards the belly button. Reach out with the fingertips, like balancing stick stretching arms. Reach, and you compress the front part of the throat. Excellent compression for the thyroid and parathyroid tissue, a little massage there, but also with the endocrine glands, they are ductless, meaning they put their chemicals immediately into the bloodstream. And so we're also compressing and stretching the blood vessels immediately surrounding the ductless glands. Excellent for improving the endocrine communication system. Keeping the chin tuck locked, the front leg, and slowly, slowly you come up. All right, turn and face the front, right foot to the left. Oh, sorry, last one. Turn 185 degrees. I got mixed up looking at the screen. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Just the neck first, tuck the chin. Now see if you can round the top 6 inches only of your upper back, Kathy. Upper back, keep going. Upper back, then a little bit lower. Suck in your stomach, waistband grounds. Very last thing is the lower spine, and then the hips. Good. So, ductless glands here. Compression of the throat that gets to the thyroid, parathyroid tissue. Pancreas and all of its functions, kidney, adrenal gland functions. Push the knee with your forehead, hold it. Squeeze upper inner thighs together, hold it. Change again, nice posture, Miguel. Lock the front leg and come up. Really good spine and legs there. All right, once you're up, turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left, and arms down to the side, shoulders relax. Inhale and exhale by your nose. All right, tree pose. Veronica's brand new tree pose too. Ready? Begin. Pick your right heel up. Bring it to the top of your left thigh. You can bring the knee up high if you need to get the heel to the top of your thigh. Now slowly, very gently, push the right knee and thigh back. The reason or the understanding, why is this same principle as triangle posture? You have a bent leg in this posture. You have a bent leg in triangle posture, right? With that bent leg, I want you to take the butt cheek of the bent leg. Squeeze it a little bit, push it forward as you're pushing the knee back. Now, you don't have the arm to push the knee back. You have to push the knee back with its own thigh contraction, but hips forward. Same principle. Suck in your stomach. Watch yourself inhale. Look at it. Keep the breastbone lifted even when you exhale. Go ahead. You can bring the hands up. That's fine. Shoulders stay down, but there's so much work besides the hands that it's really no rush to bring the hands together. So good. Change. Right foot down, arms down to the sides. All right, left leg lift up. Bring your heel all the way up to the top of the thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. So the bent leg is now the left leg. You take the left butt cheek. See, what we don't want is just to kind of stand here. I can stand here in tree pose, and it kind of looks like tree pose, but my left butt is doing nothing. Okay, you can put your hand on it if you want. I want you to, left butt cheek tucks under, and you'll see the whole pelvis moves. All right, left butt cheek presses forward, left thigh presses back, and then you start to stretch the front of the left hip. It's active. Active butt cheeks and tree pose, not just kind of hanging out. So you'll figure it out. Just keep trying. Jess, it's very nice. Shoulders stay down. Watch yourself inhale. See the ribs expand down there. Veronica's very good. Awesome. Change again. Good work, you guys. Toe stand. Starting in tree pose, please bring your right heel to the top of the thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, you can start by looking at the floor, slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight all the way down until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower the hips as far as you can without any pain in the knees. Once you can sit down, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. To get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now you have the spine straight. Imagine, remember, third part of awkward pose. Knees down, stomach in, take a deep breath, ribcage expands on the inhale. So part of the balance of toe stand comes from the stability that you worked on in awkward pose, part three, stomach and chest up, depression of the abdominal wall. Wide with the hands, left hand up and right hand up. Take your time, please. When you're done, hands to the floor, push your hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. Tree pose, you can change. Right foot down, arms down. All right, last one, left leg lift up. Bring your heels high as it will go. All the way to the top of the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward. And yes, that breathing will make you sweat more. Jenna, yeah, I know you're experiencing it. All right, come forward, hands to the floor. Shift the body weight to the fingertips and sit down on the heel. There's a certain kind of strength training for the breathing muscles. Right, there's a lot of muscle tissue involved in that strong breathing here. It involves abdominal wall, it involves all the muscles of the ribcage expansion and contraction. You may bring the right hand in front of the chest and eventually left hand up. Pull the abdomen in, center of the chest, reaching up. Change again. Hands to the floor, push your hips back up. Okay, stand up in tree pose, please. Finish up. And tree pose change, feet together, arms down. Excellent, warm up everybody. You can please adjust your camera so I can see, if at all possible, the long edge of your mat. Well, that's good, Kathy, thank you. Just do your best with your space. And when you're done with that, please relax on your back. That looks good, Miguel. Thank you. Ron, I don't suppose you have room to turn sideways so I can see the long side of your mat, do you?
Oh, I
do. I can see way better what's going on with your postures. Or move the phone, so, you know, whatever your space will do. Jess, that's great. Thank you. In this Savasana, during class, start with your heels touching each other, but then you don't force them to stay together. Just start, and then let the legs relax. You're going to get information about the hips and the feet that is harder to get when you separate the legs. So, you know, one toe, one set of toes might roll out, or both, or neither. You just focus. Arms close to the body. Start with your palms up. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Try to concentrate on the whole entire inhale. Concentrate on the entire exhale. It's just that one that you have any ability to pay attention to. You cannot pay attention to a future inhale or a future exhale or a past inhale, because the attention that you give to the inhale and the exhale happens as it's happening. The attention and the action become one thing. It's a very present moment sort of commitment. I am going to do such and such. And the thing you're trying to do, just the concentration on the breathing, it is absolutely and fully accessible. It is possible. And then when you do this thing that is possible, okay, you know it's possible, you try it regularly. You can start to watch. Sometimes your mind will say, oh no, I have to do such and such. Oh no, I have this other thing I need to do. You can start to observe your own pattern of talking yourself out of things or leaving the present moment or making a judgment or getting into abstract whatever. Our brains are very capable of all that and they will continue to do it. But you also know I can concentrate on the breathing. The only thing stopping from me is my willpower, concentration, determination, or the only thing allowing me, right? You can increase your determination to be right here, right now, with what you're doing. And this, of course, translates to everything you do. Why? It's not just your breathing. It's the whole mental process of I am doing what I'm doing while I'm doing it, and I know it. It's huge, powerful medicine for a lot of things. Let's begin. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee for window moving pulse. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. You can have the knee bent there, Kathy. There you go. Now, the leg you're pulling on, relax the foot. Relax the knee. Yep, that's it. The other leg that's straight, if the calf muscle's not touching the floor, you may flex the left foot back from the ankle. Now, keeping your head on the floor, tuck your chin to the chest, look straight down the center line of the body, pull, and freeze. Very good. Change. Right leg down, arms down. Other side, left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee. It's 2 inches below the knee. Pull the knee to the shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. The straight leg calf muscle, if it's not touching the floor, flex the right foot back from the ankle. Sucking the stomach a little bit, tuck your chin. Look down the center line of the body. Pull a little bit harder, abs on the knees. Very good. Change again. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up into the chest. Grab for your elbows. Reach over the knees. Try to grab the elbows each other. Nice, tight, compact position. Bring your head back to the floor if you had to lift it. Relax your feet. Relax the toes and ankles. Now suck in your stomach and slowly the chin tips down. Not all the way to the chest, but more into the throat. Good, Kathy. So the back of the neck is eventually flat on the floor. Little by little, the entire spine will be flat on the floor. Very nice. Change again. Arms and legs down. Complete, continuous concentration on one inhale and one exhale at a time. It's interesting, you know, in life we make commitments that are more a long-term commitment. The commitment in yoga, I'm not saying we don't make long-term commitment. You might say, I'm doing yoga for the rest of my life. Excellent, wonderful, so am I. Okay, we're yoga buddies for life. But there's also, and those long-term ones are important, but one aspect of the commitment determination in the yoga is only applicable to right now. Right now I am inhaling and I'm paying attention to it. Right now I am committing to concentrating on the exhale. And you don't have to say the sentence out loud every time you do it, but it's not a bad idea. It helps you use that words and verbal part of your brain to be with what you're doing. Let's do second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right into the right shoulder. Try to keep both sides of your upper back on the floor, chin tucks. Concentrate on the inhale. You can suck in your stomach and inhale on this one too. Stomach in, take some nice deep breaths. Plenty of room to breathe well here. Very good. Change right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. All 10 fingers interlace. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, right leg locked, or right leg straight, right foot turned back. Doesn't have to lock necessarily here. Inhale, stomach in, chin down. Do it again. Inhale, stomach in, chin down, pull, and freeze. Change again. Left leg down, right down for a moment. Immediately, both knees up. Reach up over the knees. Try to grab your elbows, each other nice, tight grip, compact position, feet side by side, ankles relaxed and crossed. Now, you might feel just some of the bony parts of the spine on the floor. Two things to do. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, tuck your chin. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath into the ribcage, tuck your chin. That's good. Now just hold it, keep doing that. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath. Chin presses down. Awesome, change again. Arms and legs down. Did you realize there's opportunity for that in so many postures? Basically, every time the spine is straight.
That leg muscles in the ribs shivering.
Oh, good. Veronica says she has her muscles in the ribs that are shivering. Yeah. Yeah, they're waking up. They're saying, you know what the shivering, the way I interpret the shivering is you're asking them to do something that they can't quite keep up with yet, but when they try to keep up with it, they get stronger. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the muscle shaking.
They're like contracting in.
Yes, it's like you're sending them the message. The nerves are like, go, go, go. And the muscle's like, what do you mean? I don't know what to do. I'm trying, but I'm not used to this. And it's amazing. The shaking, that type of shaking, shiver, tremble is like such good news. Let's do a sit up. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, and you will be sore already. Those ribcage muscles, you're going to feel them. Uh-huh. Turn around. I remember it when I first started using them. I'm like, how can my whole ribcage be sore? Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips along the tops of the shoulders. Cobra pose. Yeah. I don't know what I said. Sorry. Cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest, legs and feet together, hips contract. Take a deep breath. Begin. Upper body lift up using 100% back strength. That means you use all of your back strength. All right. Stay here, Kathy. I want you to breathe very smoothly. Keep your shoulders away from the ears and bring the abdomen down. I want the belly button on the floor. It's going to feel weird at first. Okay. Now push with the palms. I want you to bend higher than you're used to on the back, up by the shoulders. Chin up, chest up, elbows reach down and back towards the hips. Okay. Change again. Chin on the floor, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Does that make sense, Kathy? You got it? Now, I kind of like, it's not a bad idea to come up a little too high, like you did. You came up technically a little too high, and then you lowered down. In some ways, that's preferable for now to going up not far enough. Now, eventually, I want you to not go too high, but for now, I'd say come up a little too high, and then lower down to belly button touches, because that'll help you use the muscles. It'll help you figure out how to use them. Okay, let's try it again. Chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest. All right. Let's see. This looks good. Good hands, chest. Now, lock the legs. Come up. Yeah. I want your elbow points to reach towards your hips and feet. There. Now come up high again, Kathy. Stay there. Lower the belly button to the floor, but push the chin up. I want the chin to go up as you're bringing the belly button down. Chin up, belly button down, chin up, belly button down, chin up, belly button down, change. Yeah, nice job. Okay, arms down. Turn your head to the left. Then you start to bend, Kathy, your upper back by the shoulders, which is the hardest part for most people to move, right? Can you feel it a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. It's hard. That's the part that's hunched and locked. And here's another thing that changes. When, Kathy, when you start to be able to bend that upper back, It's going to change your breathing again, too. I mean, you have a great practice, okay, but it's not like there's, okay, I've done everything I'm ever going to do with the breathing, right? If you start to get mobility, I'm pointing at Veronica's upper back, you start to move up there, the ribs that are attached to that part of the spine can also start, and it's just tiny bits, but you might start to notice something with the breathing. And that twist and standing bow, all of it's related, right? Yeah. Okay. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg, point the toes, begin. Right leg, lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, everybody half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed, come up. Lift up, go up. Grab the floor at the fingertips, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg, lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor with your fingertips. Push the hands down. See if you can shift more body weight just to the upper arms, chin forward, eventually throat and neck flat on the floor. Change again, left leg lower down. Very good, now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. See if the arms can get any straighter or closer to each other. Make sure you do not turn the head. Now inhale, breathing, begin. Both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Everybody lift up. You got it wrong. Oh, very nice. Legs up, legs up, legs up. Legs locked, legs together. Come up a little higher. Everybody struggle a little bit more. Change again. Nice at the end, Kathy. Legs down. Take your arms out. You got it. You can be done. Turn your head to the right. Second set, turn your hands over, palms underneath the thighs or abdomen or hips, pinky fingers side by side. Not overlapped, just touching. The rest of the fingers I want spread apart all the way, wide hands. Slide the chin more forward, more body weight. Yes, Veronica, right leg, lift up. 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. More body weight to shoulders, 4, and the throat, 3, lift up, 2. One right leg down, relax it. Push the hands down to slide more body weight to the throat and collarbones. Left leg lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8. Good lifting, Kathy, 7, 6. Come on, Miguel, 5, little higher, 4, press up, 3, lift the thigh, 2, hold it, 1, very nice. Leg down, turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Readjust hands, palms. Now, inhale, breathing. 10 counts, go up, 9. You can do it. 8, lift up, 7, 6, legs locked, 5, legs together, 4, little more, 3, hips up, 2, a little bit higher, 1, change, please. These are great, you guys. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Relax, especially your arms. And when I say relax your arms, concentrate on the arms. Concentrate on the hands and fingers. Concentrate on your breathing. And when you do this, when you concentrate on body parts and concentrate on your breathing, naturally, you'll observe any unnecessary tension in the body parts. And especially when you exhale, it'll relax a little. Full locust pose, Purna Salavasana. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together like you have 1 cobra tail. Don't open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Until only the hip bones are touching the floor, everything else in the air. This one you can bring everything off the floor, Kathy, including abdomen. It's a little different from cobra. There you go. Bring the legs up. Can you bring the arms 6 inches forward, Kathy, and straight up towards the ceiling? Just a little bit, hands towards the window, and then straight right there. Now arms up, chest up, exhale, come up, go up more. Change again, lower down. Okay, arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. I understand the instruction, Kathy says, arms back, and that's true at a certain point and helpful at a certain point, but I want more up first. Okay, so let's say I'm here, let's say I'm lying on the floor and I'm going up into the back bend. I don't want the arms to slide down this way because it doesn't really help you get up. If you go up here, once you get to a certain point, arms kind of over and back should help you. I'm not sure if that was the best visual, but and they don't have to be super far forward, just maybe 4 or 5 inches front in front of where they were. Okay, let's try second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. So it's not an incorrect thing to say, it's just how much and when it's particular. All right, legs and feet together, inhale, go up. Arms, head, chest, legs lift up. You can check in the mirror on fingertips. Yeah, that's good, right there, that's good. No more back just yet. Fingertips in line with top of the head, chest, arms look great. Inhale, reach out to the sides, arms outstretched. Ron, you can go arms back 3 more inches. Keep lip there. Now arms up, chest up, take a deep breath. Exhale, come up one more at the end. Change again. Yes, nice arms, everybody. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Kathy, do you feel a little bit more upward lift?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Now, once you get higher and higher and higher, the arms will go backward, and you'll bring them back.
Really help. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Said, sure.
Good.
That's a big difference. Yeah, that's great.
That's what I'm here for. All right. Because why not? Why, if not, then what? Why would I bother? Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. A couple of inches below the toes. Goalpost, Dhanurasana. Okay, looks good. Nice tight grip. Wrist straight. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. You may begin. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Bow posture. Yeah, good knees up, Kathy. Now, press the upper thighs up. Using the muscles of upper thighs and hips. Total spine backward bending against gravitation. Very good knees up, Jess. Take a deep breath. Now roll forward onto the abdomen. Kick up, but also kick towards the mirror, where the mirror would be. Kick up and towards the mirror. This will help you get the body weight on the abdomen. Now lift your chin up. Keep kicking up and slightly towards where the mirror would be. Oh, very nice. Change again. I can just say mirror, right? You guys know where the mirror is in class. Bring the arms down. Turn your head to the right. It's kind of a lot of extra words. All right, let everything relax. These are very nice. Let's try again. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. Pinky fingers right below where the toes end. Yeah, that's better, Kathy. I would try that. Inhale, breathing, begin. Knees up, thighs up, chin up, chest up, ribs up, face up, eyes up, everything, hands up, feet up, everything lifting. Now breathe smoothly. If you need to rock back once and then roll forward on the abdomen, it's fine, but I want you to kick up and forward a little bit so the feet end up right over waistband 3. Keep kicking. 2, push the face up. 1. So good. Change again. You guys look great. Kathy, that's good work. Yeah, this really opening the chest and shoulders. Take your time. Whenever you're done, you can be done. Fixed firm pose. Please come up to the top of the mat. Push yourself up. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. And lift your hips up, separate your feet, and lower the hips to the floor right between your heels. No gap between heels and hips. Once you're sitting comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Elbows, touch the floor, then head, back of the head, then shoulders. Once you're all the way back, arms over the head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull your forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin to the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. So you create this wonderful backward bend in the lower and middle spine, but the neck is not in a backward bend. Eventually you tuck the chin enough so back of the neck is flat on the floor, no gap underneath. Ron, that's very good. Keep pushing chest up, chin back. You can stand the elbows, it's fine. All right, everybody, come up, hands on the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Push the chest straight up in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Kathy, do you want any pointers on that, or do you feel like you're at a good spot?
Yeah, definitely. If I can't go back to first, go on blocks.
Okay. Let me watch your second set, okay? Can you scoot a little bit more forward than where you were?
Yeah.
And I want to just see everything that's happening and maybe. Everyone, go ahead, do your sit up and start the second set. Kathy, let me watch you. Just go ahead into your posture, separate your feet. Before you think of the blocks, we're going to do some other things. Your feet are a little too wide. I want the heels kind of hugging the outside of the butt. Okay, now you lift your hips up. I wouldn't yank them in necessarily. Lift your hips up, bring the feet in position. Now, are your toes pointing outward at all?
No.
Okay, good. Have you tried separating your knees at all? Go ahead back, you guys. Have you tried bringing the knees wider?
That helps.
Keep them like that. There's no requirement to keep them close. Now, hands to the feet, thumbs inside. Put your hands closer to the toes, Kathy. Okay. Now, move the blocks. I'm going to help you. I'm not opposed to blocks, but I think, okay, elbows, elbows. Okay, stay there. Keep your knees on the floor. Inhale, lift up your breastbone, chest, and drop the head back. Stay on the elbows, head all the way back. The knees need to stay on the floor, chest up, head back. Now, you can stay here for a while, but when you're ready for the next step, you're going to separate the elbows 1 inch each out to the sides. Or you can stay, okay. And that is the method of getting your head to the floor, but there's no rush, and you can keep the knees wide. At some point, if you're comfortable, top of the head touches the floor, but there's zero rush. Keep the knees down. Okay, everybody, you can come up. That's really good. Come up in the middle.
I was way different, particularly with the knees wider, because I've got bad knees.
Okay.
That was really much different.
Okay. Great. Good. Looks perfect. Looks great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You'll see people, and some people can get the knees back together, but that's the very, very, very last element of the posture, knees together, and some people won't get the knees together, and it doesn't, it's fine. Okay. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale on the way down. All right, let's do half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on your heels at the back of the mat, knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, chin up, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Upper body stretches forward. Side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. If possible, forehead touches the floor. Take a deep breath, stretch your arms forward. Shoulder blade, scapula coming out of the body by the work of the hands, palms. All right, now get no gap between palms, Kathy. Don't worry about your shoulders. I want you to forget about the shoulders and just squeeze the hands together, cross your thumbs, inhale, slide the fingertips towards the front edge of the mat. That's better. Wrists up a little bit, no gap between palms is the goal here. And this will bring the shoulders into the right position. Now stay here. Same breathing. This is a straight spine posture, Veronica, right? When you inhale, suck in your stomach, same ribcage expansion as in awkward part three, when you're moving pose, tree pose. Arms and head together, inhale and come up, please. Keeping hips on the heels. Good, arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your mat. You could go through, I do this with teachers and people who want to be teaching. You can go through the whole class and think about one body part. It can be the lower spine, it can be the ankle, it could be the neck, it could be your wrist. Okay, go pick a body part and just follow it for the class. And sometimes I'll have, you can do this, watch a class. Sit and watch a class and just follow the body part. In every posture, what is the body part doing? It's fascinating to see what this class has contained in it. Just follow one body part. It could be a knee. It could be something you maybe have an issue with. Just look at what is contained in this class. And I was thinking of the spine. We have a lot of spine straight postures, right? I listed them. Pranayama is a spine straight other than the neck, right? Go ahead, feet flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. Balancing stick, spine straight. Standing separate leg stretching, spine straight. Sit on the heels, half tortoise posture, spine straight. Inhale, arms over the head. Palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, bring the upper body forward. The logic of the spine in this class is beyond. I mean, it's just amazing. Forehead to the floor, possible side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. Now, here's the thing about spine straight. We go through a lot of life. We're sitting, standing, working. We want to have a good spine straight situation. And good breathing in that spine straight situation. So here, when you have spine straight, you pull the abdomen and expansion of the ribcage, stretching of the arms, you decompress the spine, but you're strengthening the muscles that help you have the upright spine and the good breathing that comes from those things. When the spine starts to drop and twist and hunch, the breathing gets restricted, and we're essentially working against that in the most wonderful way. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing, come on up. Keep hips on the heels and arms down to the sides. Very good. Turn around, relax on your back. Not to bring up, you know, the virus that shall not be named, but let me say something about that. You know, I don't have any proof of this, but you could speculate, why does age make things worse? Well, it is known by even pulmonologists, well, supposedly known, that respiratory function does not and cannot improve over time. However, Bikram yoga practitioners are disproving that. You can reverse the asthma. You can get improved pulmonary function over the aging process. But for the rest of kind of normal humanity, the respiratory function declines with age. But it doesn't have to. Okay, so it's a bit contradictory anyway. We are creating this mechanism of less decline and maybe incline. A lot of us are gaining respiratory function as time passes to a certain extent. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Now, that doesn't mean you won't ever get any problems with respiratory. It doesn't mean you'll never catch a respiratory virus, but you are in a better situation. Camel posture, stand up on the knees. And again, I have no research. The FDA did not approve that statement. Okay, hands on the hips, fingers pointing down. But if you just think of the logic of this, all right, take a deep breath, push the hips forward, drop your head back. Take your time, camel pose. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. When you cannot go anymore, right hand down, grab the right heel. Left hand down, grab the left heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, full palm grip. Now take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, good run. Okay, keeping a full palm grip on the heels. Keep going, hips forward, keep going, head back. Good, very good, Kathy. Now get your hands back to the hips, inhale. Push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. If there's everybody, or I should say, if there's ever anybody who wants research results that's working in the field of pulmonology or physical therapy or athletic training, I can tell you a study to do that I can almost, I mean, I can't guarantee anything. I bet you'll get results. Pulmonary function test, PFT. That's the thing that they measure and they said no human has ever increased it over time. Well, there are two students who come here that happen to see the same pulmonologist. No, they don't know who each other is, and I don't know who one of them is, but the pulmonologist said to one of them, I've never seen anybody, you're actually not anybody, you're the second person I've seen have an improved pulmonary function test in my entire career, ever. The long-term career pulmonologist, I've never seen, except for one other person, pulmonary function test improve over time. So the pulmonologist is like, what are you doing? Oh, Bikram yoga. By the way, that other student, the number two mystery student, also goes to that same yoga place. Okay, now if that's not potential for pulmonology study, I don't know what is. Yeah, how about that? Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture. Stand up on the knees. I'm not making promises that you never have a respiratory problem. Please, I'm clear. Okay, hands on the hips. But if you can go in the reverse of what is normal for the better, let's do it. Take a deep breath, hips forward, head goes back. And this is something you can't just take a pill for because it's structural. Go ahead, you can grab heels. Structural improvement. When you bend the spine and when you move, remember we're talking about Kathy's upper back and Veronica's rib muscle. It is a strength and a structural thing that changes, which allows you to use more of your lungs. That's very nice, Jess. Push hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward, chin back, neck stretching, look back. Now get your hands back to the hips. Inhale, push hips forward, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. And so it takes effort. You give, but it gives you energy. It takes time, but it gives you time. And then there's a super huge freaking long list of other positive side effects. Even if you just came here for the breathing, which some people do, some people come here and they're like, I got asthma, I got to do that. And then they get this whole cascade waterfall of other amazing things. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. Alrighty, let's do rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. I happen to lose your video, Ron. I'm not sure if you have any control over getting that back. Go ahead, grab the soles of the feet. Thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Oh, there you are. I can see you now. Go down front side, stomach in. Looks good. Touch your forehead to the knees. Automatically, top of your head will touch the floor. The next heel breathing, roll forward, lifting your hips up. Looks good, Ron. Roll forward like a wheel until the arms, elbows are straight. You may walk your knees right, left towards the forehead. Try to get more of the palm on the sole of your foot. I want a strong grip on the foot, heel or middle arch. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Suck in the stomach, lift up your hips. Shoulders, Miguel, up, away from the floor. Shoulders towards the ceiling, a little bit. There you go. Very good. Change. Looks good, Ron. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Now, with the pulmonary function, you know, part of that improvement is coming from your attempt to take a deep breath with the stomach. So you can, you know, maybe, let's just speculate, Veronica's respiratory function has been improving for sure, but now the slope of improvement is increasing. When she starts to move the ribcage, and Kathy's slope of improvement, you may get some increases. Right, let's say in some world you could do a pulmonary function test every day, okay, for 10 years or 20 years. You could see maybe something like that. But because Kathy's, you're going to start to backbend the upper back, Kathy, and cobra and twist it in standing bow pulling pose, you're mobilizing the upper ribs. It's just a fact. I mean, right? Now, exactly how that manifests in something you could measure, I don't exactly know. But I'm okay with that. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Number two, sasangasana, grab the soles of the feet. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side forehead to your knees, automatically top of your head on the floor, roll forward, lift up your hips, take your time. Now, if the knees and forehead are not touching each other, right, left, walk the knees to the forehead, good shoulders, Ron, very good. Push your hands into the feet, push your feet into the floor and the heels towards each other. They don't have to touch necessarily, but if you squeeze them in, you're gonna have more control of the arms and shoulders. Suck in your stomach, lift up the hips. You have more control of the feet pressing down, which helps you lift the hips up away from the feet. Very good, change. These are all really good. Come up, turn around, relax on your back. I mean, everybody's are really good, but you know, a little extra awesome. Feet together, flex arms over that. Take a deep breath, hold it, and you sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk into the knees. All right, let us do head to knee with stretching posture, right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot, a couple of inches below the toes. You got it. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. Go down front side, just like rabbit pose. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, you may bend the knee up a little bit. Knee and forehead together. Suck in your stomach. Bring your thumbs, Kathy, underneath the foot when you get back in here. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I have something slight. Now I want you to pull the foot back. I'd rather you work on the foot than getting the leg straight. I want the right ankle flexed, all five toes turning and pulling on the foot before you try to get the knee straight. Hold it. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Stretch up tall, turn your upper body to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot. I don't mind if the knee bends, but I want you to pull the foot back, flexing from the ankle, turning five toes back, forehead to the knee, and then when you try to push the knee down with your forehead, make sure you don't compromise or lose all those three things, right? With the foot, ankle flex, pull the toes, turn the toes themselves back. Push the knee down, suck in your stomach, hold it. Good, inhale, breathing, come up. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Do your sit up for stretching pose. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Then walk your hips back. 10, 15 times is not too much to get the legs straight. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Turn all 10 toes. Very good with the feet, Jess, especially pinky toes. And I want you to pull the big toes back with your grip. Now lift the chest up. Inhale, straighten up the spine, stomach, and slowly push your knees down. But the same principle as in head to knee pose, Please do not compromise or lose what you're doing with the feet. Pull the toes, flex the feet, turn the pinky toes back. And try to get the legs straight. Once you can get the legs locked, heels will come off the floor in the air. Good, Veronica. Hold the thighs, squeeze them together. Only then, once legs are locked, stretch your upper body forward. Jess is excellent. This is a spine straight position. So suck in your stomach, take a deep breath. When you exhale, slide forward, look forward, head and toes for each other, stretching. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. It is a forward bend at the pelvis and the very low back, but you have a lot of the spine trying to be straight, tractioning. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, push out the air. Pretty fast, pretty powerful. All right, second set. Right leg out, left leg in. Arms overhead, turn to the right. Grab your right foot just below the toes. Go ahead, head to the knee, and we're just gonna hold it 10 counts. Get your head on your knee and hold it. Total stillness. Especially in the second set, opportunity for stillness is greater because you've just done the posture, mind and body and everything are prepared. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. This sometimes is said, Rajashree always says this. First set is the warm-up. Second set is the posture. Grab the foot, head to the knee. And you can experience that, right? You hear it over and over, and then you're like, oh, yeah, second set. I've just done it. My whole nervous system is kind of wired for it. And then I can be still. Maybe a little more happens, maybe not. But you have more stillness, more concentration, more posture. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back, and as soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing, sit up, please, grab the toes. Strong, exhale. Get a full grip around the big toe. It's a pretty serious grip with your fingers and thumb. Walk your hips back, right, left. Not just like, oh, I kind of hold the toes. No, I want you to squeeze your big toes, pull them back. Inhale, chest up, stomach in. Slowly push the knees down. Legs squeeze together a little bit here, too. Once you can get both legs locked, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Good, Jess. Yep, elbows can go out. When you bend elbows, bring the center of the chest, breastbone towards your big toes. Or if you've got a mirror there, center of the chest, breastbone towards its own reflection. Hold still when you inhale. When you exhale, you can do contract, pause, hold. So nice. Inhale, breathing. Yeah. So much can happen. I wonder how many classes you've done in the last 10 years. Huh? No idea. We could guess, huh? Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. It's like on class number whatever, class number 3,000 or class number 1,500.
I'll
okay. Bend your left knee in front of you. I don't know exactly how many. I have to guess because so many studios. Right foot crossed over, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Try to grab your left knee with the left hand. Kathy, that foot that's flat on the floor, slide it forward towards your camera, please. Oh, more until heel is all the way. Okay. Now, see how much closer your hand can get to the knee? Yeah. Grab your mat if you need to. But that's where your foot should be, okay? Now inhale, right arm behind you. You'll memorize it, yeah? Bring the right arm behind you, palm facing out. Turn your head to the right. All right, Jess, let's get your shoulders going. Inhale, chest up, shoulders down. Take the back of your right upper arm, all right? Right deltoid, right shoulder, and push them back. Yes, it can be slow. Inhale, chest up. Can you lean to the right, Kathy? I want both sides of your hips on the floor. I can't really see very well, so just lean to the right so you get both hips equally on the ground. Twist to the right, twist. That's better. Good, Miguel. Change again. Okay, other side. Bend your right knee in front of you. Put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching knee. Right toes point back. Inhale, right arm up. Cross it over the left knee, push your knee back. Keep your left hip, left butt down on the ground. If you can't grab the knee, grab, lean forward, reach for the edge of the mat. Get a good grip on it. Left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm up. Inhale, chest up, stomach in, turn your head, left side twisting. Take the back of the left Upper arm, deltoid, shoulder blade, Jess, and just slowly push it back. Slowly, yes, yes, yes. Slower is better on this, okay? Inhale, chest up, stomach, and take the back of the left upper arm, shoulder, press it back towards me. Look to the left, chin to the left, twist. Okay, that's enough. Nice going. Kathy, how long have you been practicing, can I ask?
Yeah, probably about 6 or 7 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
So glad we can meet each other.
Absolutely. Me too. I love this.
Yay.
And just started doing 26 and 6 recently. Like I've done a lot of half that and that sort of thing, but
oh.
Maybe a month.
Oh, so you're new to these postures. Okay. Well,
yeah,
one, welcome.
Them, but
yeah.
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 Yeah, but I'm getting great direction. Yeah.
You're doing great. Wow, that's super cool. All right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's do the breathing exercise. Sit on your heels if possible, knees and feet together. No gap underneath ankles. Put your hands on the thighs. So this exercise, you only exhale. No effort to inhale. Chest up, spine straight. Let's begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. Suck in your stomach as fast as you can, and then let it right back out. A little bit stronger. Keep going. Five. Chest up. Four. Shoulders down. Three. Two. One. Everybody, nice deep breath in. Exhale. Keep the arms super straight. So the rib cage and the spine are very still. You just move the abdomen, the lungs, abdominal stuff, all the soft tissue moves. Let's take one more deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Belly goes in every single count. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up, shoulders down, elbows locked. Do them fast, even if you miss one or two. Just try to get coordination. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Five. Keep going. Four. Good, Veronica. Three. Two. Great class. Miguel and Veronica, you guys are buddies. You both did two classes, double. She did two classes, Miguel did two classes. Good to see you guys. Ron, nice to see the sunshine. Jess, I can see your Chicago sunny sky. Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day. Take at least a couple of minutes. Bye, Miguel. So good to see you. Take a couple of minutes, focus on your breathing. Have a great rest. Let me know if you have any questions, please. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.